As we begin our celebrations of Tuvalu Language Week 2021 on Pacific Days, we are joined now by Welese Malanga, President of the Tuvalu Auckland Community Trust for Talanoa. Tarofa koe, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Welese.
Talofa, Brian, Sangara.
Talofatu. Well, firstly, Welese, please tell us a little bit about yourself and your upbringing in the beautiful Tuvalu.
Well, my name is Welese Malanga from Tuvalu, the island of Waitupu in Tuvalu. So that's where I started off, and then when I was 15 years old, I was attending the primary school in Waitupu for 4 years until I got 15 years old. And then I went to Nauru to serve my apprenticeship under the British Phosphate Commission. British, New Zealand, and Australia. That's the mining company. They call themselves British Phosphate Commission. So I sent my apprentice there as a plumber. Luckily, I success for 5 years. Then when I were done that, I still continued to work as a plumber. I was there. I went there 1957. I started off from there, 1957. And I was 15 years old of age. When I was there, I did my apprenticeship completely and started working there as a tradesman, plumbing tradesman. And then I have other opportunity to do there during my time there. I was looking after the fire service as a fire chief and become distributing the water for the island, the government, all the Nauru governments, as well as us. And then from then, I've been there nearly 40 years, 39 years old. And then from then, I managed to look for overseas.
No.
So that's why I'm here. And then on my when I was young as a single boy, I represent the Nauru International team in the South Pacific Games 4 times. The first South Pacific Games in 1963, I was there. I was the first one to represent it. I don't know, it's nearly 70 years now. I don't know whether a lot of people are still alive or what, but luckily I'm still alive.
Yes.
So, so that's my little bit about me. And then when I here in New Zealand, all I've done, I really, after community, I like to work with communities. I was the island rep from Waitupu here in New Zealand once. And also I started off with the chairman of the sports association of Tuvalu here in New Zealand.
So,
because that's my hobby. I like sports, you know. And then from there, I came here in 1996. I retired from Nauru. And then till now, I was still in the community. And then I become now as the president of the Tuvalu community about 10 years now. I think that's about me. I have four. My wife is beside me, a very beautiful wife, and 3 kids. They all live in their own. We have 16 great children, and 6 also great grandchildren. I think that's all for me.
Very nice.
And Fafitailas. Fafitailas.
Fafitailasi. Well, listen, how young are you?
I'm now looking about in 4 months' time. Now I'll be 80 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm 79 now. For another three or four months, and then I'll be my 80 years old. First of January.
Can I say, Walesa, you look so good. You look very, very good for 79. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Now, Walesa, can you tell us a little bit, as you said, president over the last 10 years for the Tuvalu Auckland community, can you tell us a little bit about the work that the Tuvalu Auckland Community Trust does, please?
Yes, we all, with the Tuvalu community, we have one trust here in Auckland. That's for the Tuvaluan. All the Tuvaluans, they live, you know, they live some in South Auckland. But we have one trust form up to 8 islands. That means Tuvalu, means 8 stand together. So that's our trust. We have one trust here in the West, mainly in the West. So what we do, we're trying to connect with the New Zealand government, Aotearoa. So we had a good connection with them. They give us more opportunity for us to run, to help our people here in Aotearoa. And also together, amongst ourselves, we get together once monthly. We had a meeting with the board. The board was represented by 8 representatives from the 8 islands. That's the board, our board meeting, the 8 island representatives. So we've done a lot of good work for the communities, including we run workshops, and also about family violence, you know, and also we had Power Up, you know, that project we used to do now continually about the young kids, you know, young children, to teach them how to, you know, and also our Power Up started off from the young ones, you know, afterward ready to go to uni. Started off from the beginner up to uni. All the students of Tuvalu and all Pacifica students that's under our Power Up, we run for the Tuvaluan. They run, we have the funding from the government. Till now, about 7 years, we're still doing that project for us. Not only the Tuvaluan kids, but the Pacifica and all others are living close to us. I think that's all. Also, we get together in our Tuvalu Independence, together with the Faifeau and all them in one. They all under one trust, but they run their own, because the Faifeau is, they have their own, you know, they run their own. So that we get together always.
Now, Walesa, with Auckland still in alert level 3, how will you and the Tuvalu Auckland Community Trust be celebrating? What are maybe a few of the online events that are happening this week to celebrate Tuvalu Language Week, please?
Mm. Yeah, of course, yes. We started off last year. Last year was the COVID lockdown, and then we did the same thing. But we learn how to do to go online because the Tuvaluan, they don't know the kind of things like that. But as we come to the second year of the lockdown, we probably a bit of knowing how to manage our online. So we all done this year by online, the Zoom, you know, and all the programs are done online. Thank you.
Well, let's see. What is the population for Tuvalu in New Zealand at the moment? And apart from Auckland, where are our Tuvalu communities located around the country?
Well, our population here in the Aotearoa is almost 4,000. But 78% was here in the most population of Tuvalu are here in the West. In Auckland, yeah.
Any other parts of the country where we have maybe little pockets of Tuvalu communities?
Yes, we're all in Aotearoa. The secondly was Wellington, and then Dunedin and Oamaru and Christchurch, Tauranga and all over New Zealand. Yeah, they were a bit there, and also with their church, the same thing. We had the communities there; they run their own, and also the church. We all right. We set it up good for the Tuvalu communities here in Aotearoa.
Well, let's say, of course, with every language week, you know, we want to try and encourage our next generation to take up and learn more about their culture, their language. What would be your encouragement, especially to our young Tuvalu population here in Aotearoa?
Thank you. We usually have our gathering with the old people of Tuvalu. We call ourselves Te Uluniu Taumatua of Tuvalu. We all running a sort of program like that to our young kids. We talk about the language mainly, culturally. Also, we teach them some workshop. We run some workshop with them about our culture and weaving and carving and handicrafts, sort of things. We did that monthly, you know. What we do is just to do our work to them, to show them how to do Tuvalu culture. I mean, Tuvalu culturally and weaving and carving, sort of things like that. Mainly the language, which is them how to speak in Tuvalu.
What do you say to the young people when they're coming to those classes, and how you encourage them? You know, especially if they're shy and shy to learn about the Tuvalu language. What do you say to them?
I would just say to them, "Lea I se ma, don't be shy. It's your language. It's your own entity. You know." That's what we used to tell them. Don't be shy. Don't hide. Come and show us your face. You know.
I like that. Liaisama. Very good. And finally, please, Walese, for Tuvalu Language Week, some final words in the beautiful Tuvalu language for our Tuvalu community that are tuning in this afternoon, please.
Come again, please.
A message to our Tuvalu community in the Ngana Tuvalu, please.
Yes. Ke moni moli atu te whaftai, whaftai lasi katolo ki tātou Tuvalu ko tōrgo nei ko whakawhia ngai mo te vaias o te ngana ka amata i te aso nei. Ko whai o masui o te atwhenua o tātou ka maise o te community o tātou Tuvalu i Auckland nei, o watu te whaftai lasi Fakatokotokanga ko lua ilo neau se tulanga whaingata, awa e se mawhai o sokotaki tātou mata ki mata, ko tātou ko nofo i New Zealand, de lala ko whakaonga tātou a poto o Yasonei, de la ko te oloilo to i te internet, i om ko te Zoom, online, tala o muli muli e tau whaftai, ki te whakatokanga ko lua, e tokanga maali e lu whakatokanga, mo te aso tēne ko tala i te vai aso ngana tātou. De lala, tēnā te whakaftai, whakaftai les, te whakamanui a te atua ki o tau fuafuanga, e mai se, to e aina molo mātua, o la e whautuangina ni lātou, atu mo nganu whakatū walu, ke o langina ni tātou i whenua kone. Mo a e puli a i tātou, a tautū, mo nganu a tātou, a wā ko te langai whakalanga, o tū walu tēnā o tau ngana. Tēnā, whakaptai, whakaptai lasi loa.
Whakaptai lasi.
Tū walu, mo te atua.
Tuvalu Motetu of Tailasi, President of the Tuvalu Auckland Community Trust, Walese Malanga. Now, you mentioned your wife at the beginning of our talanoa. Walese, is she still there? Can you introduce us to your beautiful wife?
Oh, she's doing her weaving. She's
that's
very busy.
No, that's all right then. But thank you again so much, Walese. We really appreciate your time. And God bless you and all the best for Vaiaso o te ngana tuvalu. Whaftai lasi. Thank you.
Yeah, malo. Whaftai fuki manuia ko lua.